traffic. You have...
And America is a target of both the socialist and the communist.
Well, here we are.
Wow, Nicholas. The town looks so beautiful from here.
Yeah, sure, Betty. Whatever. So you know why they call it Makeout Point, right? Let's pop off that top and let's take the roof off the car, too.
I don't know, Nick. This place gives me the creeps.
Aw, come on, Bets. We've been going steady for a while now, and I spent a lot of dough at the drive-in tonight. All this, and you're not gonna put out?
What was that? Did you hear that noise coming from those trees?
How about you give me a little less lip and a little more kiss?
No, I'm serious, Nick. Let's go.
Fine. How about your way, you frigid tease?
Nick, look! In front of the car!
Oh no, I've stalled the car!
Nick, help! They've got me!
I'm out of here.
Pretty gruesome scene we have here, hey Green?
Yeah, I'd say so. Don't think the Force has ever seen anything this bad. This body looks real beat up. Ever seen anything like this before, Johnson?
No, not even in movies have I seen anything this nasty.
Hold up a second here. Maybe this'll help.
A hammer? Hey, you don't think that carpenter, Spinelli, is up to trouble again? Ah, there he is. Hey, Spinelli, we need to talk to you. Looking for this?
Hey, that's my lucky hammer. Why the hell would a couple of busters like you have it?
We found it at the scene of young Betty Thompson's murder last night.
You wouldn't happen to know anything about that, would you?
All I know is that that girl has a great set of cans.
Hey, she was 17.
Meh, but to answer your question, no, I was at Teddy's Tavern last night until close. Threw up, and then passed out in my car. You know, the usual. You can ask Teddy himself.
Let's get out of here.
Johnson, Green, come in.
Go for Green.
We've got another pretty messy scene here. Looks to be the same killer. You boys need to get to McEwen's farm right now.
We've looked over the scene. It looks like the same culprit as last night's murder. Follow me. The body's in the barn. Here's the body, boys.
Johnson, get it together.
The victim looks to be the farmhand. The footprints look similar to the suspicious ones we found in the last scene.
Could the murders be connected?
Not sure. We're still combing over the scene.
Green, get over here. I've got something.
A sickle. Isn't that a common farming tool?
Yeah, I'd say so. Go get Farmer McEwen. He's got some explaining to do.
What is it, boys?
Sorry, miss. This is pretty gruesome. Go get your father, huh? This is man stuff, sweetheart.
My father's dead. I own this farm.
Oh, well, clearly you're not the murderer, because you're a dame. Let's move along, boys.
Wait, Johnson. First a hammer, now a sickle. I think we know our suspect. Or should I say, suspects.
Quiet down, everyone. We're about to start the interrogations.
I've got something to say.
Oh, God, then spit it out, then.
You two are looking for someone. You need to be looking for something.
Oh, great Soviet gibberish. What the hell are you talking about?
You never ask why so many Soviet now live in America. The reason why we come here is not for loose women and plentiful blue jean. We come here to escape monsters that plague Eastern world. Communism. Communism was created by evil man Karl Marx. He created for good, but communism too strong. It has taken over our homes and way of life, and soon will control America if not stopped. Say goodbye to apple pie, and say hello to borscht for every meal.
No, stop! That's too much! Look, you're scaring Green. This man has a family.
You won't know where to find Monster, I tell you. On one condition, you kill Monster when you find it.
Hey, Green, you ever thought we'd make it to Hollywood?
Not with that ugly mug of yours.
Now, Bumfrey Hogarth's gotta be around this back lot. We find him, and we find the monster known as communism.
What's this?
That's nothing like anything I've seen before. Must be some sort of cryptic message. But I think we both know who could give us an answer.
Looks like the final page to whatever filth this comes from.
Hands where I can see him, Hogarth!
Looking for an autograph, boys?
Does that smell like an American cigarette to you, Green?
I'd say not, Johnson. What's the book you're reading there?
Oh, this? It's the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx.
So I assume these pages we found belong to you, huh? Only a true commie would even consider reading this smut. Hey, doesn't Hogarth's voice sound kind of funny to you? He's ripping off his skin to reveal his true form! A monster! Green! Fire! Fireman! You killed Green! That man had a family!
Oh no, he's getting closer. Think, Johnson. What did the Soviet man say about how to kill communism?
My pocket eagle is working! You like baseball, commie? Well, how do you like my curveball? Oh no! The monster is getting closer! Think, Johnson. Think again. What was the third ingredient to kill it? Green! You saved me! Your family's gonna be thrilled you're not dead!
Inferior Soviet weaponry will never kill the American dream. All you need is quality-made American cigarettes to bring down communism.
Everyone! We've destroyed communism! USA! 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 USA!